This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's 1 week left for the government to take public comment on a new rule at the intersection of health care reform and civil rights. The Department of Health and Human Services says this would be the first federal law to prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender in health care, a distinction that, among other things, means hospitals, nursing homes, health insurers, and doctors would have to treat transgender people like anyone else. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
For years, transgender adults have faced discrimination so hostile, it's almost laughable. Almost.
A trans woman broke her arm playing softball.
Mark Kiesling heads the National Center for Transgender Equality.
And the insurance company refused to pay for it because if she hadn't been transgender, she wouldn't have been playing women's softball. There's just a million stories like that.
HHS is finalizing specific provisions of the rule, putting the industry on notice. Since the ACA passed, it's now illegal to discriminate based on sex or sexual orientation, just like it's been illegal to deny care to people based on age, religion, or race. Practically, HHS's Jocelyn Samuel says that means insurers can no longer categorically deny care. For example, gender transition services.
If an insurer says, "We will not cover any services related to gender transition," we will treat that as a denial of access to coverage that is prohibited by the ACA.
Imagine this. An insurer covers some services, but gender transition remains expensive and hard to get. University of Michigan law professor Sam Bagenstos.
It gets gray pretty quickly, and I think the real question is, how much is HHS going to feel willing to say in the abstract about these questions?
Bagenstos was an assistant attorney general for civil rights under the Obama administration. While this likely opens up the door to more lawsuits, Mark Kiesling from the National Center for Transgender Equality says, remember, this gives people legal standing for the first time.
When they go to an emergency room and are physically assaulted for using the bathroom, when they go to a doctor and the doctor says, "I don't feel comfortable treating you," they know they have the ability to say, "I'm a human being and you have to treat me."
Kiesling estimates there's some 1 million transgender Americans, some, she says, who've stopped seeking medical care due to bad experiences. Kiesling says they should come back. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.